Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, and Rufus Edmonston is there, former Attorney General, Secretary of State, Deputy Chief Counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee, and the Secretary of General of Gardening.
Will it ever end?
I hope it. I hope
and,
it.
And a man who loves gardening and who just...
garden party thrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nelsa Cox is here in spirit. Can you hear her now?
Hello, hello.
I don't hear very well.
Yeah, here.
She looks like more than spirit to me.
Well, we just couldn't hear her well. So
okay.
We can hear you now.
Excellent.
Yeah, you all right?
Yes, sir. Good morning. It's finally some rain, right?
Well, I'd say we got some rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the humidity's up today.
It
feels
is.
More like May than it has recently.
It does. It sounds like we're going to have two or three mornings of some cooler weather and then some heat's coming on, which will make my tomatoes happy.
Yeah,
it reminds me of the old Baptist hymnal. There shall be showers of blessings we plead.
You know, the longer I know you and the older you get, the more you quote the Bible.
Well,
you know the Bible, don't you?
Yeah, my grandmother read it to me on her knee. And
over and over and over?
You ought to hear her say some of those names like Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you say it like...
Well, the Bible's got a lot to say for it. It's the greatest collection of wonderful stories you can think of anywhere in the world. It's got every kind of subject you can think of: war and peace, love, kindness, meanest.
It really does have everything, and if you go to Israel, you find out where it all happened.
Absolutely, I've traveled there three times in my career, and you understand a lot when you go into Israel because you sort of understand the psyche of Israel too about war, because they're surrounded on all sides of people that want to kill them.
Well,
and destroy them.
I haven't been to Egypt or Jordan. I've been to the Jordan River, and I've seen across the way to Jordan, and I've seen the mountains of Jordan on the other side of the Dead Sea. But, you know, actually going there, going to Egypt, because, you know, several of those countries played a part in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one time I was on an economic development trip with Governor Jim Hunt, and we dipped our toes into the River Jordan, and Governor Hunt said, "Isn't this something?" I said, "Yes, Governor. I think this is something."
Yeah. Well, he grew up much like you did, except in rural Wilson County.
Right.
So I don't know if he had the Bible read to him by his grandmother on her knee, but yeah, I'm sure y'all had similar reactions. I mean, it is awe inspiring.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you understand more of... You think you know what happened.
Well, as long as people don't try to use it to condemn other people.
Yeah,
that's what gets me when they take the Bible, take it out of context.
Well, let's just don't be mean to
each
other.
Don't be mean to people.
No matter what.
I had a class yesterday called the Institute of Political Leadership.
And you were leading that.
And I was in there teaching it. And I said, what we need today is more civility in life. public life, political life, every kind of life you can think of. And most of that is because people need to listen to one another.
And you're writing a book about it.
I'm writing a book about that. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
That would be great.
Well, I've got three people here that will buy one.
Absolutely.
We'll give Jeff one.
Absolutely.
Can you guys hear
Jeff,
me okay?
Jeff has
Have I got what, Nelson?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool. It sounds good.
Can you hear yourself?
I can.
Well, that's ultimately the really important thing. If you know that you're talking.
I don't ever listen to myself. But
Well, Nelson, you've got a good radio voice. You'd be like Michael and be a denouncer.
I am that, brother. I am a denouncer. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff? I'm a denouncer.
To no end.
To no end. Just constantly. All right. 919-860-9783. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Did I say that? And looking across at plants here and there, there and here. I don't know where Gerald is. Gerald, is he up the way?
He is just behind that white van. Or
oh, okay.
Pull behind.
So, has he still got a bunch of plants?
Yeah, he said he thinks he's going to be able to hang on one more weekend, and then he's done.
Oh, so maybe he'll come back and do the show with us then.
I hope so.
I do, too.
He has got some beautiful plants, and I have purchased several from him, and I have another tray I put together this morning, and I can't wait to get them in the ground, although I'm going to have to babysit them for a week because I'm headed east after this.
Well, there's somebody with a Porsche getting ready to... Porsche, that's what they say.
Pot up some plants.
They're getting them something. I don't know.
But he has a great selection of, obviously, tomatoes, but eggplants, peppers, just extraordinary. I can't think of any other place that I've ever seen this great a collection.
Yeah, well, he is the man. He and Craig LaHoulier. I wonder if that woman would take me to ride. I've ridden in a Porsche, but I haven't ridden in a Porsche SUV. I'd just like to see if it, you know, rides like.
Well, it must be doing right well in the plant world before that Porsche.
Are they selling?
Well, they unloaded something out of the back.
Oh, well, they must really be doing well.
Yeah, they're selling liquid gold.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. But I'll tell you, if you like plants, nice banana tree over there. Mine is growing like crazy. You don't have a banana tree, do you?
No, I've never fooled with one.
I like them a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a small backyard because we added on to the house and patio. And this banana tree is so happy. It doesn't get full sun, but it just must be in a perfect place because it goes crazy.
Oh, wow. I have a really pretty red one.
Oh.
Has large leaves, but and it gets a huge stalk, but you know, I'd say it probably gets maybe 4 or 5 feet, but stunning, beautiful.
Yeah. No bananas. We have no bananas today.
You know,
no bananas.
Not on that, but just the regular banana. I see them in Fuquay that have colonized, and last year, I bet there were hundreds of bananas on them, and they're beautiful to watch flower.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Now, Phil Campbell has some that are colonized.
Yeah.
Mine are trying to. They will do that.
I really noticed it last year, but it's on Raleigh Street in Fuquay, just down from one of the little lakes that's there, and it is stunning to look at and watch, but it flowers and produces just the cutest little finger bananas.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Now, I'm sure you did, too, when we were in Hawaii. It looked like a country store to me, but out back was these huge banana trees. And the guy who was leading the tour took me aside and said, come over here. Ate a banana right off the tree.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable.
And they're heavy, those big clumps.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He picked one that was just right. Right. Wasn't too mushy, wasn't too ripe. And so, yeah.
But did he make banana pudding for you?
I don't know if the Hawaiians.
I don't know if they have it over there.
They have,
you're right.
They have a lot of sweet.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
A lot of sweet things. But I don't think they got banana pudding. But you had it at your party last week.
Yeah. That the Cooper's does a good job on banana pudding.
They know how to make barbecue and all the trimmings.
That's very good.
Yeah. Now there, I know for a fact, as a master gardener from Wake County, because I
purple.
Yeah.
That is the first purple Tesla I have ever seen.
She's setting up. Yep. She's. I don't know if she's out here every week. I think master gardeners are. So the master gardeners from Wake County are out here. We're across from building number 2. And that is, as you come in the main entrance, it's the farthest open-air building down the line. There are only 2 of them, actually. And we're across from that. We're in the bathroom, kitchen area, patio area.
The event center.
The convocation area. Center. I don't know what they call it. It starts with a C.
Well, we'll look for a guy in orange glasses, compliments of Mike Raley, who brought me some glasses. From where was it, Mike?
I got them at Haley Bales in Siler City.
Isn't that a song?
I just love it.
So the Haley Bales is the steakhouse, and the best cafeteria is the and then the gift shop.
Well, isn't there a Haley Bailey somewhere too?
It is an interesting place.
I don't know.
My mama loves their fried chicken.
It is. I haven't been to the cafeteria. Melissa has been there, but my in-laws used to take us there occasionally, and we haven't been there in a while. But it was kind of a treat. This was a celebration of Mother's Day because my son and daughter-in-law and grandsons live in Chatham County, and so we just drove over to Siler City. Doesn't take long, especially through the country.
Well, I normally stop at the Dollar Tree at Siler City for them, but these are beautiful.
I think the Dollar Tree is in that Walmart shopping
center. It certainly is.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got something exciting tomorrow. I'm going to go to the North Wilkesboro race with our friend Representative Howard Penny from Harnett County, who you know, Mike, from the Super Kids and Elsa. And we're going to leave and go up to Wilkesboro near my home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm real tickled about that.
Yeah.
I remember my first days when they had nothing but the drag race strip. And I would go down.
I never went to that.
Yeah, boy, was that exciting when I was a boy in the 50s.
But I Melissa, who's not could care less about racing one way or the other, I used to drag her to Bartsville and Wilkesboro and all, you know,
Rockingham.
All over the place. Rockingham. And Charlotte, all of these places. Sat down to pits with Tony Rigsby one time, and I mean, it's like a dream. It's Marty Robbins, the greatest country singer in the world to me, sitting over there. He was a great race car driver too.
Wow!
But he was just sitting over there, and I didn't go over and talk to him. And he seemed like the friendliest guy, kind of a practical joker. But he was sitting there talking to Richard Petty.
Wow!
Now I interviewed Richard Petty many times, but.
I met him one time, talked with him at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Marty Robbins. You're right. He was a kind, gentle.
Yeah.
What a wonderful guy.
Oh, gosh, I just love his personal friend.
There's many sightings of him down at Holden Beach at one of the restaurants that he frequents. So, and it, you know, he's just down the road from our farm.
Richard? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we used to see him sometimes on a Friday night when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know, part of his property where he lives is a wedding venue.
Yeah, yeah.
So his daughter runs that.
Backwoods.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's quite, you know, he built that house a long time ago. It's a long flowing house. It's you know, it's not like the 20,000 square foot houses that a lot of the drivers have, but he's got beautiful property.
Yeah,
over there. So I'm glad people are able.
I thought Nelson was referring to finding sightings of Marty Robbins. I said, boy, what in the world have they done with him?
Well, hold it.
Have they let him out?
Well, they probably see Wally Osley over there, too, because, you know, he was mayor of one of the greatest announcers that WPTF has ever known. So it'll be great to see Wally again, to hear Wally again. But we can, luckily. Yeah. I mean, that's the marvel of radio.
Well, I want to shout out to our friend Big John Ruth. He brought me yesterday some of the best meatloaf and potatoes.
Wow.
And brought Linda. It's called, from the store he gets it, it's called Big John's Mac and Cheese. So thank you, Big John. Call in here and let me thank you in person, you big boy.
You know, he gave the invocation at your party the other
yes,
night.
He's I quite
think
good.
I think he missed his calling.
He certainly does. He has a very active men's group that meets every Sunday morning in a log cabin over at Cary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
who knew there was a log cabin in Cary?
I know. Well, that's where Big John's from. And you don't find many people from Cary, I mean, who are natives of Cary, grew up in Cary, and he was a fireman over there and everything. Big John Ruth, great disc jockey, too. Beach music, 919-860-9783. So we've talked about the Bible. We've talked about Marty Robbins and Richard Petty, but plants. Now, Gerald just brought us something very, very interesting and coveted.
Confederate rose.
Hibiscus mutabilis. What a beautiful plant. I'm suggesting that Mike plant his down at the beach, and I am taking mine to Oak Island to plant.
Oh, gracious. It will grow down there, huh?
They flower sooner and longer than if you
plant
them here. They flower like right when we're getting ready to get a frost.
Oh.
So that's the way I'm going to roll with
it. Well, we're catching up with them.
We are catching up. This is true.
Yeah. So, and you suggest the fall because, I mean, there aren't many people, family. It's a family cottage we have, isn't it? And there are a fair amount of people down there during the summer.
Well, but, I mean, ideally, if you could plant it now, great. But I understand if you just aren't going to get any water to it at all, especially the first.
Well, I'm going to the beach in a couple of weeks, so maybe we'll chance it.
Yeah.
I hate
to
chance it, but.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty tough, pretty resilient.
Yeah. Okay.
Get those roots to bust out of that pot.
They need.
You'd be great.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they start blooming about the time the sasanquas, and it's the last plant before the frost, as you say.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've been meaning to ask, how in the world do I get Tabasco peppers to get ripe? And I've got some at a foot tall right now. I've tried everything in the world to get them to ripen before that first frost.
Well, I think in your situation is just, and I know you've had some trees down, but I'm thinking you just aren't getting enough sun in there.
That's what I was thinking, and I don't know nothing.
Not
okay.
True.
All right. All right then.
I mean, if they're in the blasting sun, they're gonna even way before frost. I mean, you should start seeing them. September, October for sure. September for sure.
Well, I'm going to move some this afternoon into very sunny spots.
Yep. I did not plant Tabasco peppers this year.
That's right. You're the pepper queen.
Well, I'm really not. I mean, this year, let's see. I have mainly bell peppers and jalapenos, large jalapenos, a few poblanos, and I've just purchased some extra large poblanos. I can't think of the name of it that Gerald grew. I'm very excited about that. But I didn't do any hot peppers this year. No banana peppers, no hot peppers.
Huh. You know, that's so strange when I hear Nelson say, I just purchased.
Chris, hey.
That she was in the business so long.
I know.
And she says, I purchased something. Which you probably never did in your life before because you grew it.
I went to a garden center yesterday in Climax called Whittaker's.
That's a Julian area.
Yes.
Yeah, over near Greensboro.
Yes, the strawberry farm.
Over near Richard Petty.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, what a neat place. I mean, they had a bakery. They had a little lunch area, lots of plants. Of course, they had field trips with kids, but, I purchased some tomatoes there. And so as I was checking out, I said to the young lady, I said, I'm not used to being on this side of the counter.
She said,
what do you mean? I said, I had a garden center in Fuquay and sold it to the Logan family. And I was out buying tomatoes and peppers. Every time I go somewhere, I'm like, buying more peppers and tomatoes.
So you didn't know this place was there?
I knew it was there. I just have been a little busy the last 39 years.
I understand that.
So I took Mom, and we had a blast. It was great.
Well, your mom all right?
She bought some petunias. She got the proven winner bubble gum Vista. So she's happy. And she got some eggplant.
Bubblegum Vista.
Bubblegum Vista. That's been a pretty popular one the last probably 3-4 years for us in the garden center. I'm sure Logan's Garden Hut probably has that. Lots of proven winners.
Yeah.
I haven't been by there since Mother's Day week. Well, it's just a week ago today, and just some beautiful plants. Great color in annuals. Great.
Now, you work there occasionally.
Yeah. I worked there last Saturday. Lots of great herbs and veggies are still plentiful, but just the annuals, the color, perennials, oh, my gosh. I have to give a shout-out to Garas or Whirling Butterflies. There's just so many new cultivars, but I love that plant. So awesome.
Gara?
Gara.
You familiar with that?
Sounds like Laura, but it's with a G.
Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Secretary is drawing a Gara.
Oh, we all know Gara. The Whirling Butterflies. There's white ones and pink ones.
Oh, okay, I'll go now. Whirling Butterflies.
Yes.
Now
yes.
I got you.
Yes, but
I still don't know what you're talking about. Maybe if I see it.
Super great perennial. Wonderful. Can do the sun or at least half a day to full sun. Great selection for summer color. Can't beat it.
All right, we're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and Miss Monica will be here. She's a manager, so she's putting out fires here and there, so she'll be here. And Miss Nelson,
the son of the mayor of Mebane, just showed up here. Can you believe that?
I just read that Mebane is the fastest growing community in the Triad.
Yep.
So how about that? And
getting them up.
It's like a whirlwind. Tiger by the tail. Your daddy's got is the mayor, and he's got Tiger by the tail.
Oh, yeah. They're getting them a Buc-ee's.
Yeah. And the Wawa's or whatever they are. You've been to a Wawa. They're going to be all over eastern North Carolina.
Now, what is a Wawa?
It's I don't know. It must be like a Buc-ee's.
They're the north, the Wawa's? Yeah.
They're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But they're going to be Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, Wilmington.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All over the place. I don't think they're on, certainly not big like that, but they apparently people like them. So.
Well, my mama said when I was a boy that when I went some water, I'd say, can I have some Wawa?
You don't still do that, do you?
Occasionally, just to aggravate Linda. May I have some Wawa?
Oh, well. I think we'll maybe leave on that note and find out about what's happening all over the world. Here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, you're welcome to call us. You're welcome to love to see you come by. Rufus has a plant. We got about 20 seconds, Rufus. What kind of plant
is it? It's a verbenum. Viburnum. It's about 2 feet tall. If the first one that says, I heard you on the radio, and comes by, I can have it.
All right. First one. Get in here fast. All right. We'll be back. More of the Weekend Gardener straight ahead here on WPTF. One key. All right, we're back on WPTF, and we're at the State Farmers Market with the Weekend Gardener. So we're looking for keys. Anybody got keys? Rufus, you got any keys in that bag?
I want to tell sweet Melissa, thank you for the blueberry.
Blueberry. You wanted cherry, but you got blueberry. The cherry, I think she has, but it didn't set up right, she said. And you know what that means, because you can.
Oh, yeah.
So it just didn't set up right.
Rufus,
Rufus, you don't have to give me a key. It's not that key.
It's a key to his teeth.
He got in his teeth box. Even though he doesn't need teeth box. Yeah, they're all
dentures box.
They're all screwed in, aren't they?
They're all mine. All $100,000.
All right. So, I am fascinated with that we already have given away the viburnum instantly. And what type of viburnum is it?
Our dear friend here just said his wife commanded that he cut down a bunch of trees. And I said, this thing will grow 30 to 40 feet tall. And he said,
so he gave it up?
Yeah, so he gave it up.
All right, so we still have
30, 40 feet, but maybe 20,
25. Yeah, 25, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I exaggerate a little bit.
We still have it. That's what politicians do.
So the next person that comes in gets a viburnum.
All right, then.
And it's not a little tiny 3-foot bush either. It may not do 40 feet, as I said, but it 20, 25 feet.
Now, what else?
Beautiful flowers on it.
What else does it do? And what type of viburnum?
Beautiful plant.
It is a Chindo viburnum.
Okay.
With age, it will eventually set flowers, which will in turn give you some beautiful clusters of red berries. I know I have some on the farm. There's also some at the Logan's Garden Hut and that are planted on the property, and they usually berry up. Nice big clusters. Small berries, but big clusters. Really pretty. Really neat.
Rufus, do you know what I saw in... I don't know if it was all the Slovenia, Montenegro, and Croatia. Red tip fitinia.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It had all the characteristics.
Well, as y'all saw, I have one of the few left that's not diseased in Wake County that I know of.
Apparently, they're okay over there.
Yeah, and there's some new cultivars of red tips or fitinia that don't disease up, do really well, but I think it's going to have to be rebranded or marketed as not a fitinia red tip somehow or another, because I think it just got a bad name basically pretty quickly.
Well, between the red tips and the Leland Cypress, I made Bartlett Tree Company rich.
There you go.
Taking them down.
Yeah, you got rid of something else. What else did you get rid of? You got rid of something.
Well, five at one time, if you've ever seen Dominoes, In a storm one night, five Leyland cypress just went down, 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 down.
That's a good deed. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It wasn't for my fence. Or
boy, they had a lot of potential. Dr. Ralston thought they did, but
well, he did, and the plant
but
did.
But people went crazy,
and it made a lot of nurserymen
rich.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when something gets overplanted in any monoculture, I mean,
it's not the plant's fault. So, it's how we plant it.
Sure,
we plant
them
too close.
There are a lot of issues, but you know, it served its purpose, and we've learned from it and moved on. And there's better plants like the Chindo viburnum, evergreen, broadleaf, shiny leaf. So, it's
what about disease with Chindo?
The only time I've ever had a problem is when we really dipped down really, really cold and they lost all their leaves, and it took them till June or July to leaf back out. But that was a rarity. That was a 1 in 30-year chance. So, but it's a great plant. Great plant. So, but, you know, there's so many replacement plants that are excellent, wonderful for, you know, the replacement of Leyland cypress. So, you know, from gold plants or gold conifers or Japanese cedars, green giants, just all kinds of great plants. Magnolias.
Right. Yeah. Well, magnolias, there's so many different varieties of of the slower growing magnolias that look very much
like the teddy bear magnolia. That's a really pretty one.
Now, how tall does that get eventually?
Well, it's still a dwarf one, but you're still probably talking 20, 25 feet. But compared to 100, compared to 100 feet, that's pretty dwarf.
I don't know. Have I ever seen a 100-foot tall magnolia?
Possibly.
I wonder where.
60, 70 feet.
You're getting close out of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got...
there's one in Fuquay.
Fragrant osmanthus that are about that tall.
Yeah.
One in Fuquay on Aiken Parkway back behind the Poe House, and it is a monster. Monster, and it's kind of colonized around the base of it. These amazing kind of roots, trunks, and it's fabulous. It should be historic.
Yeah, you say colonized, boy. I tell you what, I don't allow a limb to touch. To get anywhere within 5 inches of the ground, because you talk about a colonization.
Yeah,
you'd have something you couldn't run a tank through.
Yeah, it is a majestic plant for sure.
Yeah,
the fragrance and You know, that flower that really prolifically comes out, the fragrance, the color.
Yeah.
Usually in May, right. Maybe summer a little earlier, but May, and you know that, you know, that's the sign of summer's on its way.
Now, a lot of people who buy these things say they plant them and then say, well, we can't see what the neighbors are doing through this thing. And so they start trimming them up from the bottom.
Ooh-wee.
That is a mistake.
That
friends.
Is a mistake because you will have you. Leaf drop, leaf
Isn't
drop,
it, Mr.
leaf
Secretary?
Drop.
Well, I trim it up when I right before it touches the ground to prevent that colonization, because if it touches, there'll be a root come up. That's where this viburnum came from.
Yeah.
Under another mother tree, several of them.
Uh-huh.
I assume that there's maybe 25 or 30 different kinds of magnolias?
Oh, there's way, 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 way more than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Arboretum has one of the largest magnolia collections in the United States. And then there's a guy out in the Wendell area, Pat McCracken. He's a magnolia authority. I mean, he is the expert. He's introduced several of the yellow ones, and the yellow ones have gotten better and better. I've got Solar Flare. It's a little bit lighter, but there's some new ones out there, and I'd love to get my hands on some.
Yeah.
I assume that everybody's gardenias are coming in now.
Yeah. Another great southern fragrant plant for this time of year. I love those. Yep.
I got one from you one time that's a two-time bloomer.
Yeah.
And it just did that after about 3 years. It
took it a while to kick in.
Yeah, it took a while to kick in.
Yeah.
Steve? Good morning.
I was on hold.
The mic's not on. I don't hear the mic. Okay. So
can't hear me?
Put it up right at your mouth.
Oh, is it? This is better.
That's a lot better. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on hold for so long.
Well, so what do you want? A new host that answers the phone? what do you want from me, man?
I thought this was a call-in show.
It is if I want it to be. After 40 years.
There you go. You don't want to talk to me.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we all have rights.
Yeah.
Privileges. Hey. All right, so what's on your mind?
You're retired now?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Huh? I might try.
Yeah. The garden is just coming in like crazy.
I bet it is.
I mean, it's like a...
And with the rain, really, too.
The rain was perfect. We got 3.5 inches Monday and Tuesday.
That's great. That's great.
It really helped. It brought the daylily blooms need the water right now while they're escaping.
Yeah.
If you want a good, lush garden with a lot of bloom. And we've got more scapes this year than I've ever seen. So in June, we should really have a good bloom.
I'm starting to see some of the earlier blooming ones.
We had 23 this morning when I did my walkabout.
Then I don't know if they're the smaller ones, Stelladoras.
Are they
pretty early?
Bloomers, yeah. And I've got some early bloomers in my yard, but I don't. Am I still?
There we go. Got to keep it a little closer.
I figure there's enough Stellas out there. I don't need one in my.
No, I mean there's just so many varieties.
Well, Steve, is there?
We broke 100,000.
Yeah, Steve, is there a daylily that will prosper reasonably well in semi-shade?
Yeah, I've got several of them in mine that do well.
Yeah, I have no scapes yet.
They won't bloom as good.
Get you some ditch lilies, some roadside lilies.
Ditch
well, that's
lilies.
That's what he's got.
Yeah.
That's what he brought to the to the show was what I call a ditch lily.
Yeah, it won a prize, and
I was
so absolutely thrilled over that. And still got the picture.
Awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
But I mentioned last time to you, Steve.
Rufus,
in 10
your,
years, I
have
your
book walking up.
Oh, my gosh.
I do. I see your book walking
really?
Up.
Really?
Uh-oh. We've got an autograph coming
Rufus.
Here.
Rufus.
Well, I have dahlias that I haven't divided in 10 years.
Right.
They're not blooming.
Well, they need to be split.
So many of
it. That, and you do two things when you do that. You refresh the hole, you refeed the root ball, and you also separate the roots away from each other so that it gives them a chance to breathe. So if you've got a big clump, it's good to share.
I mean, that's the one thing about a daylily you can do is divide it and share it with people.
Yeah, that's true. And it's kind of the old-fashioned southern way of pass-along plants. And, boy, daylilies are a great, great thing to do. But they're...
And my garden is just one more. And if you go to the Raleigh Daylily Club website, there is a tab for display gardens. And I am a registered display garden, and my address and phone number are there.
Very good.
So if you... want to come and visit during June when it's peak, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I left you hanging.
That's all right.
That's one of my many faults.
Because
I don't pay attention to
you guys.
Pay attention to Jason sometimes when I'm on.
You guys had so it was sounding like you were having so much fun.
Well, we always do.
That's part of the show.
Yeah, that's part of the show.
Right.
You lost track of time.
That's why I'm still doing it.
There you go.
Because I have a good time. You have a good time, Mr. Secretary?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn your mic back on. It was kind of noisy. There we go.
It's been said in the past that I had too much of a good time.
Well, you can't have too much of a good time on this show.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you want, and you're talking about the magnolia, my dad's magnolia is at least 85 or 90 feet tall. And you're talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to start looking more. I love magnolias, but I just haven't paid attention.
It's like a tropical jungle underneath it.
I know. And that can be a problem. That was something that Rufus was talking about. Well, thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Appreciate it, buddy. Always nice talking to you. Glad you came out. Thank you for that.
Is that still available, the viburnum?
It's available.
Yeah,
right?
If you want it. The person that comes
absolutely,
in.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm here.
If you want it.
If you can carry it, you got it.
All yep. right.
All right, now
I know you got a place to put it.
Yes,
that's
I
right.
do.
Well, Rufus is going over to
our garden is called Just One More, so that's why
he's going to. Thank you, Steve. Rufus is going to sign a book. Say goodbye to the frustration of battling unwanted visitors in your garden with I Must Garden Natural Animal Repellents. Now, whether it's deer or rabbits munching on your flowers, we got at Rufus's. Last Friday, Friday before last, at a party, you could see a deer just munching on something in Rufus's neighbor's yard. They feed them corn, and Rufus is glad about that because they don't come in his yard. So, but the rabbits are all over the place, and the squirrels are digging in the beds, and the moles and the voles tunneling through your lawn, or snakes slithering too close for comfort. I Must Garden has you covered. Our specifically formulated repellents are crafted from botanical oils and natural ingredients, creating highly effective repellents. There are no harsh chemicals, just pure, reliable protection. The repellents are safe to use around children, pets, and beneficial wildlife. When you protect your garden with I Must Garden repellents, you can say hello to a garden that flourishes in harmony with nature. I Must Garden repellents, American-made, right here in the Triangle area by Miss Marilyn and Company. And you can buy I Must Garden repellents at local garden centers and hardware stores all around the listening area and beyond. And you'll find them at Triangle Ace Hardware in Durham and all the town and country hardware stores. So protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests.
I just mixed my mother a batch up yesterday to spray on her daylilies.
So for deer?
Deer repellent, yeah. The I Must Garden product. It works great for us. Yeah. And I spray my peppers with the rabbit repellent because our rabbits, I swear, they're like small kangaroos. They're huge.
Yeah.
But I certainly did. I sprayed my peppers, and right now my tomatoes being small and caged, I don't have an issue with deer, but as they start growing over the cage, I'll have to start spraying. We're a believer of Miss Marilyn.
And you have been for a long time,
yes,
and when you
yes.
owned the garden hut, you sold it.
Yes.
And Logan's, of course, that owns it now, they sell it
yes.
at their stores. And,
yep, we do a lot of the mole-vole repellent, and, you know, it's really important to follow the label. Marilyn has, got the science behind it, and,
yeah.
It's all started because of her garden passion and her wanting to remedy the situation, but doing it as natural as possible, so
yeah.
with essential oils.
Great.
Well, I know I remember having a couple of big bags of, I don't remember what, I think it was just the animal repellent. Mm-hmm. And I had it stored in a storage room, a house at my place. And it's where the lawnmower is. It smells so good out there because of that.
You know, the old radio bay leaf that used to occasionally come on with us, my dog Bay Leaf.
Yeah.
So one morning we were opening up Garden Hut, and as we walked in the door, her little prills went up, and she went into, like, pointing like a...
She has prills? She had prills?
Prills, I don't know. The hair on her neck went up.
I knew.
And she was like a pointer dog. She was freaked out and walked real slow, real slow. So we had a shelf, and she couldn't even see it, but it was animal repellent. And one canister had fallen and cracked open and spilled on the floor, and she sensed it from like 25 feet away. That was amazing to me.
Yeah, that just shows you, first, the sense and sensibility that
she
dogs
knew that
have.
Scent wasn't supposed to be in the store.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll go in a different direction.
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
Absolutely.
This. Fantastic. All right, Jason, do we need to take a break? We just came back from one, so I guess not. All right. 919-860-9783. 919-860-WPTF. And Steve. Steve came by. I mean, he called us, but he was coming by anyway, so we gave him a plant.
There you go. He's happy. He got him a Bob Burnham.
I'll try to do better. Nelson just tapped me on the... Well, you don't know. You aren't...
Sometimes it just happens that way. It's not personal, so...
Well, Jason, you just need to prod me, man. You can't just text me. You got to prod me.
There you go. Boy, right. I tell you, now that we're kind of... getting on the end of spring, I'm starting to see lots of great salvias, and
I just
love them. I especially love the taller ones, the Salvia garneticas, and any of the Salvia greggii, which tend to be more woody, but the colors, the red, and of course the hot lips with the red and the white, and then they turn back red. But it's just such a great plant, and hummingbirds love it. So time to start getting those hummingbird feeders out and putting plants out for hummingbirds. They're just so fun to watch.
The peonies still... Peonies
are pretty much on the backside now. Boy, my mother's... fortunately, we had a little bit of a stretch of very dry for about 3 weeks and some heat.
Yeah, because they get knocked down.
They didn't last as long.
Yeah, mine didn't.
Man, they were beautiful this year. My mom has a great collection. Just beautiful,
and
amazing.
Like so many other plants, there are lots of varieties. Species.
Yes.
I guess there are several species. Are there species?
Oh, yeah.
Several species of those.
Absolutely.
But, so many colors. And are there blue?
And they make great cut flowers, too. They're just stunning.
Yeah. That's another plant, just like the daylilies, you got to divide, don't you? Or do you? They don't like to be moved.
They really don't like to be messed with
moved. Yeah,
you want to kind of keep the bulb or the crown or kind of at the top so the little eyes are able to pop up and flourish. But I do have three or four that have now become into too much of a shade area that I've got flagged to move. So I'll probably wait till fall to move them, but get those moved and, just move forward from there.
Hostas are... The ones at WPTF outside the Curtis Media Building are always so pretty, and they're not in shade. They are on the north side of the building, but it's still very bright around there, and they're planted in front of camellias, but the camellias, everybody seems happy over there.
Yeah, that reflective light sometime can be great for them. Again, my mother has a ton of hostas. And I think, at one point, I believe it was like 10 years ago, she sold out, and now I believe she's getting back into them. And I gave her two for Mother's Day, two that she didn't have. She's probably built her collection back up to, I don't know, maybe 100 varieties. But
does she have Elvis Lives?
She does. She does.
Now that's kind of... is that kind of a bluey one?
It is blue and longer, kind of narrow leaves, a little undulating.
That likes a little more shade, doesn't it? The bluer ones, the deeper colors.
And it's a good point, Mike. There are some hostas that will tolerate more sun or pretty good sun. Like, for example, Patriot will tolerate more sun, which is interesting because a lot of times your variegated plants are not as conducive to that bright sun. They'll burn on the variegation area, but these do they do great, the Patriot. But lots of great hostas out there. And the chartreuse colors, the gold, the blues, the different greens, some have shiny leaves. Yeah. And then the flowers that come later in the summer, such a great plant. And some of them are fragrant.
We got about a minute. They do have some problems mainly from bugs, slugs and snails.
Could get slugs, so it's important to...
Just pop open a beer, and that'll take care of that.
That's right. Just put them pour them a pan of beer.
Yeah.
I see that.
You got a... Here you go.
Cherokee purple root.
A Cherokee purple root. Is
it? Yeah, and a red blood face.
Got to use microphone.
Huh.
We're not on the radio, are we?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. I just saw...
We got about 30 seconds.
I just saw a gentleman who has a Cherokee purple tomato root that's petrified and standing upside down in a red bud stand.
Well, he needs to take that to Gerald.
That is the darnest looking thing. They'd have made a trophy out of it.
I kept thinking, what is that?
Put it on your coffee table. More of the weekend guard. If you got a racing tire, put a piece of glass on it, put that on top. We'll be back with more from the State Farmers Market in Raleigh with a weekend gardener.